afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, January 9, 2017. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Sinodal, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Hallford.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for this new year. Thank you for the opportunity to stand here and represent the citizens of Jefferson County. I ask that you bless all elected officials, all employees, and all staff of Jefferson County. I ask that you bless the families of those that serve and abroad for our democracy. I ask this blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Say the pledge in unison.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today under County Auditor. Item A is regular county bill check number 428841 through 429007. Addendum. Item B is consider and approve budget amendment for sheriff for transfer of a major position from the jail to the sheriff's office. Item C is consider approved budget transfer for the airport for replacement of a tractor in the amount of $84,500. Item D is consider approved budget amendment for general services for additional cost for termination allowances in the amount of $650,000. Do you have a motion on those items under auditing? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Hall. Discussion.
One question on this tractor. This is something that just went down or what happened?
Yes, sir. Mid-October, the engine failed, blew up. I don't know the correct terminology for that, but with the head gasket or the head headers, something with the head, something. I'm not exactly sure. The engine does not work anymore.
You took it to the mechanic, our mechanic at the service center? What?
Not our mechanic at the service center, but the airport mechanic.
He does, the airport mechanic does maintenance on it?
Yes, sir.
Do we have a maintenance sheet on it saying how old is it?
We do have a maintenance sheet on it. It is 10 years old, a little over 10 years old. As far as the maintenance sheet, we've done approximately $20,000 worth of repairs since we bought it.
Any other discussion on items under offer? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. The county commissioners. Item A is consider possibly approved and authorize the county judge to execute an agreement. Well, let me break here real quick just a second. I wanted to take a moment and introduce. Last week we appointed new members to the Emergency Services District number 3 Board of Commissioners. And my appointment to the commissioner, Dr. Roy Morrell, who's out in the audience, and I just want to tell Dr. Morrell, he's a local chiropractor and well thought of out there in his area, and was recommended to me by several people who have worked with the Emergency Services District. So I wanted to say thank you, Dr. Morrell, for your willingness to serve your community in that position. Okay, the county commissioners, item A is consider possibly approved and authorize the county judge to execute an agreement between Jefferson County, Texas, the Texas Department of Agriculture and Community Development Block Grant Funds, contract number 7216231, the period December 30th, 2016 through December 29th, 2018. Item B is consider and possibly approve a resolution to approve the grant application of Jefferson County Family Drug Treatment Court. Grant number 1869012 for the 2017-18 fiscal year. Item C is consider, approve, and ratify the hiring of Anthony Cormier as a deputy constable bailiff of Constable Precinct Number 7 in accordance with Local Government Code Section 86.011. Item D is consider and possibly approve a resolution to approve a grant application for the Jefferson County Family Treatment Drug Court to the Foundation for Southeast Texas for the 2017-2018 fiscal year. We have a motion on those items of the county commissioner.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Hallford, seconded by Commissioner Sinodal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under engineering, item A is to consider possible approval of minor plat of A&E Acres subdivision, which is two lots totaling 5.9 acres located off Fishman Road, precinct number one. At its inside, Beaumont Acres territorial jurisdiction meets all engineering requirements for approval. Item B is to consider possible approval of minor plat of Olvera Place, tracks 30A and 30B. A replat of right-of-ways, first edition of the Oil City subdivision. Property is located off Blue Road, precinct number four, and outside any extraterritorial jurisdiction. Item C is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit to West Jefferson County Municipal Water District for portable water pipeline on Smith Road. And that's located in precinct number four. And there are no addendums. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under nurse practitioner, item A, consider possible approval of state travel for Leslie Little, RN, FNPC, to attend 38th National Conference on Pediatric Healthcare on March 16th through 19th in Denver, Colorado. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, I believe, and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under purchasing.
Purchase it is all on the addendum. It's on the addendum, the blue sheet.
Okay. A bid, addendum item A is receiving file bid for invitation for bids for sale of used judge's chair. Item B is considered approval award execute receiving file acceptance of offer for the sale of used judge's chair to Judge Milton D. Sheffield, the amount of $100. Item C is considered approved action civil engineers PLLC to perform services of subcontract to LKA Engineering for RFQ 16-033KW. Engineering services for community development block grant program phase 5 as per contract terms according to subcontracting. LJA Engineering formally requested in writing subcontract services for action civil engineering PLLC for this project due to their past experience and knowledge of improvements for the chief drainage and sewer system. Item D is consider and approve execute receiving final agreement with Verizon Wireless for purchases for Jefferson County for the state of Texas. The IR contract for existing account numbers 04100159221001. New state contract will replace the expired state of Texas contract. Item E is consider and approve an interdepartmental transfer of 2010 Ford F-150 pickup truck. Emergency management to the service center is authorized by local government code section 262.011J. And item F is consider approving an interdepartmental transfer of a 2008 Ford Expedition from the sheriff to the county clerk elections is authorized by local government code section 262.011J. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Moved
by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
I got a couple of questions. See, Deb, would you give us a little more insight on that?
According to if the engineer on record would like to subcontract to another engineer, we have to write, that they have to write a letter to the court explaining why they wish to subcontract, and it has to be approved by the court. And then we keep that on file.
But that's phase 5, right?
Yes.
And so last week we awarded phase 6 to action.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about consider to approve, execute, receive, and file agreement with Verizon Wireless.
Oh, I thought you said C, sir. I'm sorry. Oh, the DIR contract that we use with Verizon, they were awarded a new DIR contract, and this is just, they make a signed notification that they received a new DIR contract, and we will be using that contract from now on.
Okay.
Any other discussion about it under purchasing?
Yeah. What are we doing here under E? Is it?
That's Greg Fountain's emergency management truck. He was told by Joe out of the service center that they needed more and more pool cars. They were having some mechanical problems with the vehicles that were there, so he is getting a new state allotted vehicle and from emergency management fund, so he is transferring the vehicle over to the motor pool for the service center.
The state is purchasing a new vehicle, you're saying?
It's EMPG fund?
Yes.
Yeah, emergency management grant program funds are being used to purchase a new vehicle, and he's giving it an old vehicle to the.
Is those the grant funds that go to regional plan?
No, sir.
It's not?
No, sir.
Okay. This is a grant that's coming to us?
Yeah, the yearly grant, yes.
Okay.
Any other discussion on the purchase? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, unanimously. Under Sheriff's Department, item A is consider and approve the following position reclassification for the sheriff, downgraded to chief deputy positions, captain positions, reclassified lieutenant positions to a union administrative assistant position. Paid captain pay. Transfer of a major position in jail budget to a major position in sheriff budget, paid law enforcement pay. Consider and approve the following position reclassification for the jail. Downgrade of a lieutenant position to a sergeant position. Total annual savings, including benefits, will be about $22,000, with this savings during the remaining budget year about $17,000.
Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Sinnott, second by Commissioner Weaver.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under Airport, item A is consider and approve the following position eliminations, reclassifications, and increases for the airport. Elimination of the ARFF Fire Chief Position, annual budget 62447. Reclassification of the Airport Operations Manager, grade 59, to an Operation Manager and ARFF Chief Security Position, grade 66, annual budget $7,000. Reclassification of Account Clerk, grade 40, annual budget $34,202. Position to a Fuel Service Supervisor, position grade 46, annual budget $45,000. Increases to three ground keepers positions of $4,391. An annual budget of $33,023, 118% of the salary range. Total annual savings, including benefits, would be about $42,000, with the savings during the remaining budget year of about $31,000. Vote on that.
Move.
Second by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Sinnott. Any discussion?
I was more about to include everyone in the dinner. Appreciate it. I know.
Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have unanimously under auditing. That completes the regular. Is there anything in?
Monday's a holiday, you need to say.
Yes, Monday is a holiday. I'm going to suggest that we meet on Tuesday, if that's okay with the other members of the board. We will have our regular scheduled meeting on Tuesday as opposed to Monday. Anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Yes, Judge, I'd like Chief Sheriff Stevens to introduce long-term law enforcement officer dedicated to Southeast Texas and new staff, so people know he's serving in the Sheriff's Department.
Well, all of them are here,
Commissioner,
but thank you.
I know all of them, but I see one face, everybody's making with.
Well, let's start here. The Chief Law Enforcement, Tony Porter. John Schauberger, Major of Administrative Staff. Crystal Holmes will be captain for our public relations and community engagement that we're going to do a lot of. Is that everybody? I think that's everybody. But we're going to introduce the whole staff to you at a later date. We've got everybody in place.
Good job.
All right.
Jeff.
Oh, I did want to bring this to attention that I received a letter last week from Walter Graham, the Speaker of the Texas Silver Heron Legislature, and was 32 years, they've been advocating and working for 4 million senior citizens in Texas, working with the legislature. Their website is txshl.org, and TexSilverHairLegislature.org, to see who the representatives are from your county. And in order to become a Texas Silver-Haired Legislature representative, must be 60 years of age or older, registered to vote in the area of the district you represent, have a strong desire to enhance the lives of older Texas, and be able to participate in their three sessions in Austin. So they urge you to check their website, to meet those qualifications, and to seek one of their terms of office. It's a requirement for candidates have to file by February 28th, 2017, for the election on April 29th. So if anyone is interested in serving in the Texas Silver-Haired Legislature, I urge you to look at that txshl.org website and put your application in to be included on the ballot. Anything else from any member of the court? Not then. I'm going to adjourn our regular meeting and note that immediately following Commissioner's Court will reconvene into an executive closed session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.071. For the purpose of receiving information from our legal counsel regarding pending or contemplated litigation. So we are adjourned from our regular Commissioner's Court meeting. We'll give the camera people the opportunity to get all their equipment together and get out. We'll begin our closed session. Thank you for being here today.